Hallelujah. I talked to our pastor the other day. They're doing great. I think they're ready to come home. Praise God. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, we begin at the fourth verse. We're going to do a little reading. And you can read right along with us on the fourth verse, beginning at the fourth verse. And this is Paul writing to the Corinthian church. We do know that this book was written to the saints, you know. And tonight we're talking about the necessity of having the Holy Ghost. It's very important for us to know this. You know, I think the church, pastor was talking about doing some witnessing, going out, you know, passing out some pamphlets and what have you. And we need to know, we need to let people know, when we lead people to the Lord, we need to let them know in the beginning that they really need the Holy Ghost immediately. There's no waiting around, there's no playing around. You need the Holy Ghost immediately. Because the Bible, I think it was Jesus who gave the parable of the house that was cleaned, you know, cleaned and garnished. And they didn't do anything about filling it up. So the demons that was living in there, they came back and saw that it was clean and garnished and there wasn't anything in there. So they went out and got seven more demons and they came back and filled the place. But we want to do better than that. We want to fill the place after it's been cleaned with the Holy Ghost. Fill us up. Fill us up, Lord. That's what he did on the day of Pentecost. He filled them with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said they were full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Spirit of God. So this is what Paul is writing about here in the book of 1 Corinthians, 4th chapter. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible, so your mind might be a little different than yours. Paul said, "And my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, a proof by the Spirit and power of God operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions and thus persuading them, so that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God. Yet when we were among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians," and this is what we mean when we're talking about being mature in Christ, full-grown, mature Christians in Christ who are ripe in understanding, "we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plain provisions hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age, who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away." People are people today are very religious, and anybody can be religious. Religion just means that you keep some duties over and over. You do the same thing over, and you get up, you go to church, you know, you sing and you clap your hands, you read the scripture, you go back home, and then they do anything they want to do. But Paul here is talking to people who are full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, full of the Holy Ghost. He said, "but rather," in verse 17, "but rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence." Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. It is a very necessary thing. "None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this, for if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him." Yes. Praise God. "Who hold him in affectionate reverence, yes, promptly obeying him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed." Yes. We are grateful today. Yes. Grateful today for everything that God has already done for us. That's why I say, when I think about how the Lord saved me from sin, filled me with His Holy Ghost, that is enough for me to praise Him for the rest of my life. And yet He has done so many other things for me since I've been saved. He did things for me before I got saved. And when we realize that, then it won't be so hard for us to praise God for what He's already done. Praise God. I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. So the natural man does not know anything about the spiritual. They're not given to him. He don't know. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you still don't know. We can sit in church for the rest of our lives without the Holy Ghost, and sometimes you will know exactly what they're talking about, because these things are spiritually discerned. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discerns, comes to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. That's why it's of necessity that we get the Holy Ghost immediately. Once a person has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, immediately they need to start seeking for the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says simply, all you have to do is ask for it. But they don't know that unless we that have the Holy Ghost explain these things to them. I remember in Baltimore, in our holy convocation, when they would make the altar call, you know, people come up and they get baptized and, you know, and they go on. But one year our bishop stopped them and he said, I want you, elders, when people come up to the altar and they want to be prayed for and they want to join a church and they want to be baptized, before we do anything to them, you take them aside and explain to them what they are about to do, what they're getting into. And when they started doing that, there weren't so many people accepting coming, you know, to join the church. Because when they start to realize that they had to give up their cigarettes and give up this and give up that, they said they weren't ready. You know, so it's a lot of times you take people down in the water. You know, they used to say you take them down a dry devil and bring them up a wet devil. You know, you haven't explained anything to them. They need to know what they're getting into. Since now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, even to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit. Combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. It is necessary. And we can't emphasize that too much. It is necessary that people have the Holy Ghost. Because you don't know what's going on in the church if you don't have the Holy Ghost. But the natural, listen, verse 14, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teaching and revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing and understanding and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and apprehended. But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things. Yet is he himself to be put on trial, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get an insight in him. People don't understand what's going on in you and around you and what you're doing if they don't have the Holy Ghost like you do. That's why when we come, that's why a place like this has been set aside so the people of God can come together And we understand what's going on. We understand what we're talking about when we say you need to be saved. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know what we're talking about. For somebody to come in off of the streets into the church, they don't know what we're talking about. It's foolishness to them. They don't know what they're talking about. It's the same thing Paul said when we have in service and everybody's speaking in tongues and somebody come in. They don't know what's going on. They think it's a bunch of crazy people. But when you have the Spirit of God, you understand what's going on. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purposes of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The unseen things of God are undiscoverable by the natural man. They just cannot do it. They don't have it. But we need to teach them. We need to let them know what you need is the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. It's necessary. Praise God. Let's look in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, real quick. My time's almost up. Romans 8. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to start at verse 5 and we'll soon be finished. But it's necessary, so necessary, saints. And we ought to thank God. Remember the apostles, when after the day of Pentecost, they were refilled again. And refilled again. It's just like filling your car up with gas, and then you drive all around town. After a while, you need to go get some more gas. It's the same thing when we minister. Many times when I see ministers to come visit us, I'm praying that God would keep filling them, pouring the word into them, pouring in understanding to them, pouring. And when you pour out and pour out and pour out, God needs to replace that knowledge, replace that wisdom, replace that understanding, replace that anointing that goes out when you're teaching to his people. Romans 8 and 5, for those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death, death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin. God help us to have and be filled to the brim with the Holy Ghost till it's running over, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That is because the mind of the flesh, which is carnal, thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. The natural man is hostile to God. We were God's enemies before we got saved. But once we got saved, then we became friend of God's. We knew what he was talking about. Jesus told his disciples one time, it's given to you to know the mysteries. We ought to know the mystery. When we read the scriptures, we ought to have an understanding. And if we don't have an understanding and we have the Spirit of God, then we ask for understanding. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said that is because the mind of the flesh, which is carnal, thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. For it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. It's not in man to direct himself. So then those who are living the life of the flesh, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God, hallelujah, or be acceptable to him. Do you see why it's necessary that we have the Holy Ghost? We're not even acceptable to him if we don't have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help us tonight. But you are not living the life of the flesh. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. But anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. That's scary. That would make me, if I didn't have the Holy Ghost, I'd be on the altar right now asking God for the Holy Ghost. Romans 8 and 9, the latter part of that says, but if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah. He does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. God help us tonight. It's of necessity that we have the Holy Ghost. If we know somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost, then we need to try and help them. Teach them. Get your scriptures and show them the scriptures how to get the Holy Ghost. Necessity, necessary, a requirement is essential. It's a need. It's a prerequisite. It's a basic needfulness, unavoidable urgency. It's an emergency, and especially in this day and time. It's an emergency. Oh, God, there are too many things coming after the people of God in the world today. The laws being made and things that are going on around us, it's just ungodly things. And if we don't have the Holy Ghost, we are in trouble. So we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. I mean, every day of our lives, as we walk among the world, as we live among the world, as we try to train our children and teach them the way to go, we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. And when you have the Holy Ghost, you ought to praise God. And don't just stop at one feeling. Just keep asking, Lord, fill me again. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, just like the disciples did when they came back and they had been beaten just for standing up for the name of Jesus. I mean, they didn't go to the emergency room. They didn't go to the doctor's office. They didn't go somewhere and try to find some aspirin or some alcohol or something. They went back to the church and they began to testify and tell the things that they had suffered for the name of Christ. And when they did that, the Holy Ghost fell again because they asked God to give them the power, hallelujah, to preach and be that much more the bolder. They wanted to be bold for the name of Christ. The Holy Ghost will make you bold. I said the Holy Ghost will cause you to be bold for the things of God. You can be a bold witness for God. Our lives will reflect the Holy Ghost. When we have the Holy Ghost, it's a necessity. It is of a great emergency and necessity that we, the people of God, have the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we are none of His. Oh, God. When I was reading that this morning, I was studying it. I was asking God to give me something to say to His people tonight, and He opened up my understanding. I got right nervous. I started praying, Lord, fill me right now. Fill me again. Yeah. Hallelujah. God knows I don't want to live all this time and go through all that I've been through and miss it. Uh-uh. I don't want to stand before God and have Him say, depart from me. I never knew you. No. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, that's what He's talking about. He don't know about you. And yet He does. But you're none of His. God help us tonight. And if you know somebody that needs the Holy Ghost, pray with them. Pray for them. Help them to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yeah. It's our keeper. It's our leader. It's our guide. It's our protector. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus said, if I don't go away, it won't come. But when I leave, the Holy Ghost is going to come. It's going to keep you. It'll keep you walking with the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. It's time to pray. Father, we thank you. You can walk around. You can kneel. You can stand. However way you feel like praying, you can do so at this time. Hallelujah, because it's praying time, saints. It's praying time, saints. It's praying time. We need to pray to God. Oh, hallelujah. If there ever was a time we needed, hallelujah, if we ever needed the Lord before, we need him now. I don't know what's happening, what's coming on the world, but oh God, this is a time where we need the Holy Ghost. This is a time we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our households. We need to pray for our relatives. We need to pray for our leaders. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible was not given to the world. It was written to the saints to tell us how to please God, how to walk with God. Now, Father, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that keeping power. We thank you, O Lord. Oh, God, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now we thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you with all of our heart. We thank you with all our spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we realize tonight as we stand and sit in this place that we are an example to the world. We are living epistles read of men. Hallelujah. We need to let the world know that we are and we belong to Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you tonight for the wisdom and for the knowledge. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus, we thank you. Oh, we thank you tonight. Lord, we can't thank you enough for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And you said that whoever asks, that would be given. We asking tonight, Lord, that you do it again, that you refill us, fill us up with your Spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah. Press down, shaking together, running over. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We hunger and thirst for you. Righteousness tonight, Lord. We need you. We need you in this day and time. We need you as never before. Oh, God, pour out your Spirit. Pour out your anointing on your people tonight. Pour out your Spirit. Pour out your anointing, oh God. Pour out your anointing. Bless your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your people, Lord. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Oh God, you said after the Holy Ghost come, we would be witnesses unto you. And we thank you tonight. We're telling of your goodness. We want the world to know tonight just how good you are. Oh, hallelujah. We want them to see it in us. We want them to see it in us. We want them to see you in us. We want the character of God. We want the character of God. Love, joy, peace. We want those things to be seen in us tonight because we belong to you. Hallelujah. Ah, hey, glory. We belong to you tonight, Lord.